Let's start with you, Michelle, if we can. We'll give you an opportunity to make an opening statement on your thoughts and your views on Pyramid.
Okay. About 5 years ago, I got a call out of the blue. Somebody says you're originally from Egypt, and I said yes. And he said, well, you're familiar with their mysteries, and I said yes. And he listed about 5 or 6 mysteries, how you can't put a card between some of the blocks, and how you can't really get ramps all the way up to the top. And he went on like that for a while, and then he said, you know, the mystery was solved. And I said, really? No, I hadn't heard. And he said, yes, Joseph Davidovits solved the mystery in the early 80s, and he claims that the pyramids were cast. And so I started laughing, and he said, why are you laughing? I said, this is the 21st century. You know, if I can't tell the difference between a natural stone and an artificial stone, as a material scientist, I should really give him my degree back because I don't deserve it. So he said, well, that's exactly why I'm calling you. So, you know, my curiosity was really piqued, and I started looking around for some samples. It's not easy to get 5,000-year-old samples.
No.
And then this person who called me was a friend of Margie, who's on the show. Hi, Margie. And she gave me the famous Lauer sample. I can explain the Lauer sample in a second.
Mm-hmm.
And Davidovits, then I got in contact with Davidovits, and he gave me a few other samples from one of the satellite pyramids and a whole bunch of natural limestones from around the Giza Plateau and from across the Nile, the so-called Tura quarries. And the Tura quarries are special because supposedly the outer casing and the inner casing of the pyramids were made from the Tura quarry, but the rest of the pyramid was made from the limestone, which is on the Giza Plateau, which is right there where the pyramids are. So I started looking at those about 4.5 years ago, and I thought it was going to take me 2 weeks or maybe less. I thought, how difficult can it be? Well, it turned out to be quite a challenge. But at the end, we think we have some very convincing, very strong evidence, microstructural evidence. That is, we looked at these samples under a microscope, and we can look at them at high magnification, and we can measure their composition fairly accurately at the very local scale, you know, the order of a couple of microns. We did transmission electron microscopy to find out if these samples are amorphous or crystalline. Again, these are terms, technical terms. And we discovered that some of them are actually amorphous. In other words, they didn't have long-range order. It's like disordered chairs in a classroom,
mm-hmm.
which means that they were these minerals were deposited fairly rapidly. Then, you know, we put this thing together, and, you know, of course, I started looking at the whole idea, and the Egyptologists have always claimed that the entire pyramid was carved, and Joseph Davidovits and Margie have claimed that they're all cast. And I took another good look at, well, I know now that the outer casing and the inner casing are most probably not natural. Okay, so they are man-made. And so then I went and looked at the historical record, and I convinced myself that essentially the majority of the pyramids are carved, roughly, if you want to take a rough number, about 80% of it is carved stone. And then on the outside and the inside and the top half, roughly the top half, again, that's speculation right now. Okay, all I know is that the inside... In the inner casing and the outer casing are artificial.